This is really part one of two. I told you we're not going to keep 2 weeks in a row. Every week is a self-contained topic, but it's hard to do, you know, all the own Shabbos in one shot. So don't paskin based on this. Don't ever paskin based on any of them. But definitely don't paskin completely based. Definitely not on this time, because really there's a whole part two. But for part one is the basics. The basics of setting a timer on Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. Anyone here use a Shabbos clock on Shabbos? Yeah, I definitely don't even know how to set it myself, but we have them in our house, right? So one of mine, just the lights go on and off every, 15 minutes, like on Shabbos. I still don't know how to fix it. But the idea is that, they're supposed to work, and most of them do work. So the question is, mutar or asur to set something Erev Shabbos to continue on to Shabbos? So you're not doing any actual malacha on Shabbos, right? You're not touching the Shabbos clock on Shabbos. You're not setting the Shabbos clock on Shabbos. All you're doing is setting it Erev Shabbos. And by setting it, so it's going to go by itself. So no malacha is done on Shabbos. So mutter or asr. So the Mishnah in Shabbos, even though this is thousands of years earlier, right, talks about really a very similar concept. So machlokas b'shamay omrim, in shorin dayo v'samonin v'karshinan ela kadei sheyishor mibod yom. You can't set up to soak dyes. You're going to soak samonin, soak a dye or whatever you're doing. You can't soak this like wool. Erev Shabbos. You can't set it up Erev Shabbos unless it's going to completely finish before Shabbos. In other words, if you want to set up a malacha to be done on Erev Shabbos, the complete malacha has to be done on Erev Shabbos. Elok Neshiasim Yom. Beisol Matir. Beishamre says then, Ein Nostin Unen Shal Pishtin V'tochat Hanur. You can't singe this flax or whatever, get flax ready into the oven. Elok Neshiavhivu Mebod Yom. Unless the malacha is completely done Erev Shabbos. V'ol Asat Semer Lo Yorah. Same thing, like a semer into a dye, wool into a dye. Elok Neshiyiklo Da'ayin. Unless it's done by Erev Shabbos. So in other words, according to Beis Shammai, is a consistent theme. Any malacha that you're going to do on Erev Shabbos has to be completed Erev Shabbos in order for it to be mutter.
So why would you want to have it if it's completed before Shabbos? Why would you have it run over Shabbos?
No, that's what he's saying you're not. You can't even, you're running late. No, so you're running late. And you want to run, you say, oh man, I needed, let's say Shabbos, I need, to have all my dyes. I don't know, I'm for my Purim, next part of Purim, so I need to have all my, my masks already. So you want to set your wool and create it all an Erev Shabbos, and they'll be ready for Matzei Shabbos. So can you put it in 5 seconds before Shabbos? You put the wool into the dye, whatever it is, and it's going to stay dyeing on Shabbos. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. So Beis Shammai says it's forbidden, because the whole malacha, meaning a malacha cannot be done by itself on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says it's fine, as long as you physically do the act that you're going to be involved with, you set the malacha up on Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. It's not on Shabbos clocks, right? It's really this exact issue. So Beis Shammai's matir. And then last case, the same thing with setting nets. Beis Shammai remain parsin mitzudas chayav opus v'dogim. You can't set traps for animals as long as the animals are trapped Erev Shabbos. Fine. So those are a couple of cases where you have the same yisod, where therefore it's machlokas Beis Shammai b'Yisod. How do we paskin? Can you set it up? Can you set up something, a dye or whatever? Can you put the wool into the dye Erev Shabbos a second before Shabbos? No, we paskin Beis Shammai b'Yisod. B'Yisod. Says Shulchan Aruch, mutter lahaskel b'malacha. The Erev Shabbos, Samach L'Chashecha, you could do a malacha Erev Shabbos, Apal Pisha'enu Yachal L'Gomer Mibod Yom, even if it can't be done before Shabbos, V'Nigmeres Me'eleha B'Shabbos, even if it's going to continue itself on Shabbos, it's fine. And then he brings all these examples. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, V'chein B'chol Hani D'Kachashiv, Yesh Behen Isser Daraisa. There's an Isser Daraisa for you to do it on Shabbos, right? Meaning if I would dye, I don't know, with the wool, if I would take the wool and put it into the dye on Shabbos, I'm violating the Daraisa. But yet for me to set it up Erev Shabbos and for it to do it itself on Shabbos, completely mutter. I feel like it came in Shemaschel be'Erev Shabbos Shari. So now what about Shabbos clocks? Should Shabbos clocks be the same exact case as this or not? No, can you distinguish for me or not? Give me a chumrah. Why it should be? Why Shabbos chag should be worse than this? Oh, meaning that what? Let's speak that a little bit more. I'm totally with you.
It's starting a new action.
Yeah, it didn't start before Shabbos.
Right, that was the words I was looking for. Right, it didn't start before Shabbos. All of these stuff, says Rav Moshe.
Why is running?
No, the clock's running for Shabbos.
But not really.
Didn't go on.
But the Malacha didn't do anything. The clock's running, but the Malacha didn't start.
But it could.
Did the Malacha start before on Erev Shabbos? Did all these lists, you died? Did the dying start Erev Shabbos? Did the animals started to get trapped or whatever? You know, the Mitzvahs, it started Erev Shabbos. The Malacha in all these cases began Erev Shabbos. So the Malacha. So it's not clear. It's not clear.
The trap was set before Shabbos. The animal went in Shabbos.
I guess I'm not sure. So I guess the Isser of trapping is what? That's a good question.
No, but the action is set in motion before Shabbos.
Right. There, the action of trapping is set.
Same with the clock.
Yeah, but the action, it's not like the lights started to turn off. It's not like the lights started to turn on.
You could have set it to turn on before Shabbos.
You could have, but you didn't. If you did, one second. If you did it Erev Shabbos, if the light goes on Erev Shabbos, if you set, let's say you set a timer 2 hours before Shabbos to go on 5 minutes before Shabbos, that's not what this chabur is about at all. Then for sure you're not. We're talking about a case where you set it Erev Shabbos to go on tomorrow morning when you have company in your dining room. So that's, you know, no malacha started. So says Rav Moshe, he says it's not such a good raya from Beis Hillel over here, and therefore says Rav Moshe, perhaps a Shabbos clock should be awesome. Based on this gemara. So you need to come up with another reason. So what's the reason going to come? So we need to come up with a better reason, because just the fact that you started the Malacha Erev Shabbos doesn't work for Shabbos. So what's new? So now give me a Svaro Laheter. So what's a Svaro Laheter?
It's been running before Shabbos. The clock is actually running.
The clock, no, but then you're going to run into a problem. That's if the clock's running, but the Malacha didn't.
There
we go. So another Heter is to take what you were saying, but taking that to the opposite extreme, that it's a grum. That you're right, not only did I not do anything on Erev Shabbos, I'm not doing anything now either. It's similar to Gemara and Avodah Zarah, where let's say I would put something to cook in over here, and the sun is going to come, you know, I know the sun is going to come and cook it, but right now the sun is not there. So do I violate, is that my koach that's doing it? No, I'm just putting something down, and eventually it will come and cook it. Or it will come, the sun will come and deal with it then. So it's only a koach sheni. It's not like I am actually doing something which is putting it in motion. I am setting a timer, but yet it's too attenuated, it's too detached in order for it to actually come on Shabbos. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, now I'm being very careful, sorry, let me clarify. Come back next week for everything else besides lights. Yeah? That's part two. Yeah?
Yeah, but we're a
Clarify. That's what I'm saying. Because I want to finish on time. Maybe finish a little bit early. Because two, three quarters of a couple of makes it you get out early every time. It's been 2 weeks. But yeah? But week number one is that we're only talking about lights. So I've said nothing about anything that makes noise. Don't go set your washing machines. Don't go set alarm clocks. That's next week. Yeah?
That includes food? Because the whole concept of microwave.
Good. Excellent. Food's also not where food is our motion going to talk about in a minute. We'll touch a little bit of food, but food's different. I'm going to talk about lights, Shabbos clocks. What are the classical thing that Shabbos clocks are used for? Are probably lights. That's definitely the default, right? You do a study. I don't know. It's the average Shabbos clock used for lights. So lights is no noise, right? Yeah.
According to Moshe, if you have it on before Shabbos, so you turn on before Shabbos, and then you want it to go off after your meal on Friday night.
Okay. Yeah.
So according to that, it should be fine because the melacha started before Shabbos.
Interesting. But the melacha of Kibbutz didn't start before yet. Shabbos. No?
Yeah, but there's still a...
No, but Kibbutz didn't start.
Two separate melachas are saying
that. Yeah, for sure. It's
one, you're okay.
Right? There's lighting and there's Kibbutz, right?
Can I make one comment about Rav Moshe?
Make as many comments. We haven't finished Rav Moshe,
you have to split Rav Moshe into two parts.
Okay, let's hear it.
One part is what he said originally, and then how he changed, and then when he...
Right, he's going through the whole discussion, right? Meaning first he was discussing, saying you can't really compare it. It's a tricky emotion, so I urge you...
Because he recently said you could do all these things, right. And he changed his mind.
Well, anyway, he didn't change his mind, he's going through Basugia, right, but yeah, exactly. There's I chel daud of Archaim Simon Samach. You should look at it inside, because it's very tricky. It's not one of the harder emotions, as you could imagine. Yeah. But it's... Anyway, but emotion then, at the end of the day, says, so beside grama, you're fine, that midoraisa should be fine. The problem is that he says that there are other things. Is that, what about... Again, I'm not going to get into any noise aspect, because we're not talking about anything with noise. What about the fact that we don't let goyim do stuff that you can't do? So why is this any worse and asking a guy to turn on the light for you on Shabbos, which is Amila Akam. So maybe it should be Asher because Amira Akam. So then Rav Moshe says, I'll go upon him, Mashakvar Nogu Ahamed Ali de Morishos, Wachabos and Erelech tree. So since everyone does it, Vegan Kishiach, finally says you could set it whatever way you want. Ain Lesser, Me Achar de Wikibuya Nerisha Menoru Gedolos, Shnikro Boaz Lempin, Show you the Eish Mamish, Noagu Bechoma Komus Wachabos my de Akam. He says, people nevertheless do it Ali de Goy. You know, they do it with the proper way, and they do, you know, they trick them, etc. So they get out of it by doing it with goyim. But you got makomo sheinogam ahachzal arikam beis medrash with tefilas ne'ila biyom kippur. They even have the goyim turn on the candles for ne'ila. He says v'nim shuch b'zeh be'ezim makomos shegan b'shabbos leis erev b'rikai dey nachri. People do it all the time on shuls. And he says even though people don't like this, nevertheless there's ways to get out of amiru akam. And therefore he says mikom akom kemen sheyesh ravasa she'tiru. The Nagu came by Harbin Makomos, and lesser Masha Kvar Nagu Ako Ba'amidus Electri Be'erev Shabbos, Ayde Morishamos. So, therefore, you could rely on the fact that Be'etzim is no problem with the Shabbos clock. Any similarity to Amiru Akam, you could get out of Heterim from Amiru Akam, so therefore, I'll allow for lights, because that's already done. He's only talking about lights, right? Okay. And then he says, that's this week's Chabur, there's no noise aspect involved. Yeah, keep that in mind. There's no noise with the lights. Air conditioner will be next week. You're good. Good point. Air conditioner, washing machine. You know, TV, computers. Yeah, okay, fine. All those stuff. Those are noise aspects. But that's a separate sugya. Those are really, you can include that in the sugya. Part one in those sugya, those should all be mutter. 100% mutter, don't quote this, 100% mutter to turn on a TV mitzad isser of electricity on, to keep it on from, to set a timer for a TV, Arab Shabbos to Shabbos, 100% okay with Fidus Ramosha because of Sha'on Shabbos, that's fine. Though like we just said, it's a grumma, you're fine, right? The problem is going to be separate issues for those, is it's going to be a noise aspect, but that's already a separate issue, and that's the Rabban and only as well. Fine. So says Ramosha, he says, therefore, he says, you could rely, says, everything else, like bishul and stuff, would be usher, but says Ramosha, Shabbos clocks are mutter to use a light on Shabbos. Fine. Just a few more minutes. So now, what about the Shemir Shabbos Kochasa? So does the Shemir Shabbos Kochasa agree to this point or not? So Shemir Shabbos Kochasa brings down, says, Sha'on Shabbos, Kolomar, Sha'on, Hamachubra, Wereshe, Sachashmal, Vumimash, Mumashamish, Wahapsiko, Chaber, Zarma, Hashmal, Beshos, Mesuyemes, Shabbos clock, which sets the lights to go on or off, Mutru, Lechavno, Be'erev Shabbos, Uberev Yontif, Kach, Shayapsikas, Azerim, Beshuvi, Chabreno, Beshos, Ritzuyus. Mutter, Shabbos clocks are mutter, at least for lights, are fine, and he quotes on the bottom here, everyone, and he quotes a lot of people, he says, there's no, and the reason is because it's only a grumma, and therefore it would be fine, mutter. So now you have two shitas, Shabbos clocks are mutter, four lights, from Erev Shabbos, two Shabbos. Now, I named the shir, though, Shabbos clock questions. There's one or two teeny issues we have to deal with first. Well, what about muksa? So Rav Moshe has another tshuva, where he writes, you know, in the 2-3-4 line tshuva, which is very cryptic, he says that there's a problem of muksa. You're not going to touch these Shabbos clocks. On Shabbos, it's pashut. No, you know, you say it should be mutter or aser. Why would you be allowed to?
No, why would you need?
Why do you need to touch it?
Because maybe that's going to be the last question. Maybe you could move the pieces on Shabbos. Yeah. So Rav Moshe says
It's a little bit of a separate issue.
There's a Shabbos clock question. So there's a little bit of a hodgepodge issues here. But again, we need to fill the time for part one because part two is going to hit all those big issues. But you're right. We need to deal with just Shabbos clock issues first. Then we'll be able to how to apply the next week. But you're right. So what Rav Moshe in Yaradei, I'll tell you the exact 2-3 liner in a second. In Yaradei, it's the same volume, but this one has Yaradei, Achel Gimel Mem Zayin Dalad. He writes that. And this one happens to be Aleph Beis Gimel Gimel Dalet Hay. So I guess somehow got misnumbered, okay? But fine. Anyway, in this one it says, so Mutra Hazis Sha'on Shabbos B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to move and touch a Sha'on Shabbos? It says, Mdavrim Mutra Hazis as a Sha'on, that you want to, let's say, delay it, Sheikhabe B'Ichor Zman. So he says to have it go later on to find Oshoy Chabaklaw, or remove it so that it doesn't extinguish at all. He says, Hine Aser Bechol Ofen. He says it's Aser. Why? And then he goes on and he says, because it's an Isser, he says, even if there's no Isser Malacha, Aval Kopanim Aser Midin Muktzah. It's an Isser Midin Muktzah. So if Moshe, big Chumrah, would not allow you to move or to touch any instance, any of the Shabbos clocks on Shabbos. That's Rav Moshe. However, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchas and others are pretty makel about this. The Shmir Shabbos writes, they explain it, Rav Moshe doesn't say what the muksa would be. Some say it's muksa makamis chisar and kiss, because I guess electricity is a expensive item, your whole lighting and your whole, I guess the Shabbos clock is expensive. I don't know how much those little things cost. Now they're $10, but I guess in the time of Rav Moshe, maybe they're a little bit more expensive, those Shabbos clocks, whatever, but maybe it's an important thing. You wouldn't use it for any other item. That's what defines Chisaron Kis. So you wouldn't use the Shabbos clock as like a paperweight or anything. I guess it's designated for that, so maybe it's Muksa Machmas Chisaron Kis. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Shmir Shabbos Kochas, and we'll end with this Mar Makom, says, Haya Hashon Mechovin Mibaod Yom, Vahafsik Azerim Achashmal B'Shamas Yemes. So you have the Shabbos clock, which is going to make it go off. Mutter lasos b'Shabbos as adrush k'deshi yafsik b'sham u'cheres yoser. You could delay it so that it's going to go off at a later time. However, avo oser lahavi lidekach shiyafsik azer machashma b'sham u'kdemes yoser. But you can't make it go on at an earlier time. V'chein, the other way around, if it's on, we were just talking about what when it was off and going on, I think. Either way, he says either way. V'chein emal yashon mechuvin v'chaber zerem ha-chashmal b'shom mesuyemes mutar v'asli she'chaber zerem u'chir yoser. You can make it that it goes on at a later time. In other words, it's supposed to go on at 12. You can make it go on at 2. Ach lo k'dei she'chaber muktum yoser. The yisod is you can't make something go off earlier or go on earlier, but you can make something go on, like go off later, and you can make it go on later. You can delay everything according to Reb Shlomo Zalman.
I thought that's only for Yom Tov on Shabbos. You can make it stay on later.
No, I mean, it says Achlok Neshechaber Muktum Yoser. Now look, a lot of these things are Machlokas Aposkim. So again, it needs to be dealt with. You have to ask a real Shiloh before you actually do everything. Look into it more. But from Mishmir Shabbos, different than Reb Moshe, he would say there's no problem with Muksa. That's clearly, and you would see when we'd be glad to move it as well. Fine. And then, that is that. I'm thinking, do we have any other issues? That is the Shmir Shabbos. Fine. And I think that's what you have for Shabbos clocks. So Maisa with Shabbos clocks, according to Shmir Shabbos, it's not Muksa. According to Rav Moshe, it would be Muksa to... Oh, yeah, the last point. Sorry, I have one more point. The last point is, that's only, says the... Now, this is where I need someone who actually knows how Shabbos clocks work. There's two types of Shabbos. There's two dinim and Shabbos clocks, right? I'm talking about the old ones, right? So you, I'm sure you know this, yeah? No? So some of them you have to take it out, and some you just turn, no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Shmir Shabbos, I'm only talking about the ones where you turn, because then you're not doing anything new. It's just, this is what he says. It's just delaying, the time that it's going to start. You're just moving the button around. However, if you take out the piece and put it back in a different place, then perhaps it would be usher to do in every instance, says the Shmir Shabbos.
The Rav here at one point did say that he considered it as one action.
Oh, so then I'm sure others argue that maybe perhaps nowadays we have fancier, Shabbos clocks, so the halacha l'maisa, you have to ask the Rav exactly how it does. And now we have electric ones also. Now my brother could set off from his phone, one thing.
That would be a big problem.
Yeah.
You can't change it unless... electronic to change.
Correct, right, and then...
The mechanical to change is...
Right, exactly, 100%, you can't do that on chat, right.
24 trippers built in,
uh-huh.
And you just push them up and down.
And also, if you could add new ones, then perhaps it's fine also.
That in the old days, they had the trippers where they were
screwed out.
Right.
Or they have now little plastic.
Right.
Well, the other way is you put another plastic in the same color, you out if you want to get technical.
Now they come with 24... positions,
push it up. Right, but the Shmir Shabbos Chiddush is you can't take it out and put it back in. You can only move it around because then that's not a new action as much as taking one out and putting it in.
Why would you be able to turn it? If it's not an issue of muksos, why can't you make it early?
So he says because he says, Kim Sichas Haborg, Nefsekes P'ulas Hashon, Vimis Chadeshas rock ayudeh hid. Somehow it's like a new action when you take it out. So if you take it out, then like it's not going to work at all, no?
Right.
If you take out all the pieces, I don't know how it works, right? If you take out all the pieces, then
it
stops. But if you take out all the pieces, it's not going to go on.
It's
no?
That it's in now.
Right, so if it's off and you take out, I mean, I want to, let's say, delay. It's supposed to go on at 12.
Yeah.
And I want to make it go on at 2. So if I take out the piece, if I take out the second
yeah,
I take out the piece,
it
it's off. It's now and it's never going to go on at all, right? So by you now putting the piece back in on the 2 o'clock thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a new act. And therefore, you know, I that's as much as I understand.
Well, what you can do is you can have another color, the same color tripper, put it in
first, and then do that.
Yeah.
Correct. Then you're ready to play games, and then it's more
so
important. Exactly. These are all very technical, and again,
no,
outside the scope. Cool. Exactly, but I wanted to get up all, at least though you sold those cover shots. Come back next week, though, for all the intense stuff where you have to do setting an alarm clock. The shot that I do next week is, what about my phone? I set my phone for shot. How do you wake up in the shot this morning? You set your phone? I set my phone.
No.
I set my phone.
Yeah.
I got up at Shkamen. I got Shkamen. No, so I have to get up at 7:30. No, I have to get up at 6:57.
You'll wake up yourself.
No, but 6:55. No, not at 6:55. You said 7 o'clock, or you might have an alarm clock to set for shot. Shkamen.
It's a quick question.
Yeah.
Wait 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So food is the